may have life and have it more abundantly. I have given her abundant life. And that spirit came on me, and instead of wanting to shake my fist at God, I crumbled. I melted. Began to sob. Say, thank you, Lord. You did keep your word. You did keep your word. You gave her abundant life. You gave her eternal life. And now I have the hope that I'll see her again. If you don't have that hope, you're not going to see her. Praise God. See, you win those battles on your knees. And when sometimes the prayer don't suffice, then you got to put some fasting into it. And that's a spiritual exercise that will make that prayer many times more powerful in times of severe strain and stress. You can conquer the devil. You can conquer yourself. You can conquer every old spirit that's trying to divert or pervert the good will of God in your life. It'll give you power over circumstances. It'll give you power over that depression. It'll give you power over that oppression of the devil in your body. When you pray and win the battle on your knees, then whenever the enemy attacks, you're ready for it. You don't have to call in man. You call upon God from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and the earth. He cares for me. Casting your care upon him now because he cares for you. I'll be with you. Isaiah 43 and 2. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. And through the rivers, they'll not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Next verse he says, I give Egypt for thee. I give Ethiopia for you. You must be pretty precious in my sight. That's what he did for Israel. But for us, he gave his son, Jesus, for us. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll go all the way. Just because he's with you don't mean he's going to deliver you, though. You've got to win that battle on your knees. So when you meet the battle master, the enemy, who stirred up the storm and the battle against you, you can meet him unmoved and unawed because God's given you grace to walk with him through the fire, through the lion's den. They threw Daniel in the lion's den, but God locked the mouths of the lions because he prayed 3 times a day on his knees. He was ready for the challenge of his faith. Are you ready? We need to live every day with that preparation. In anticipation that God is going to let you be tried and tested and tempted. And you've got to win that battle down on your knees. Down on the knees with them calluses. Praise God, that's the way you're going to have your victory. To meet that old bad brother. To meet that old boss man. To have that family needs settled. To get yourself healed. Have your financial need met. To get yourself under the blood, under the will and dominion of the Holy Ghost and say like Jesus, thy will be done, not my will, Lord. And then angels will be there to strengthen you, or to watch you through that trial. Praise God, to whack a way through your enemies. He'll make a way. Let us pray. Father, I thank you today. I can look back at many trials and tests that I've had. And when I was able to face those trials that came upon me suddenly. There was no warning. It was because I'd been a man of fasting and prayer that they didn't move me. None of these things moved me. Praise God. Lord, if we walk with you, then we've just got to grip that hand and say, Lord, I need you. That old song says, I need thee every hour. I need thee now. I need thee today. Every day, praise God, we need thee. I pray the Holy Ghost would touch us, everyone, to make greater men and women of prayer out of us. And then add fasting. Intermingle it with fasting. And then Jesus said, nothing shall be impossible unto us. Grip every heart and soul, Father, and may this message last long after the meeting this morning. God to grip their hearts, to strengthen them. There'll be something to turn to as they listen to the cassette that's made from it. God bless this message to thousands of people and strengthen them through it. We ask it for your glory. In his wonderful name, amen.